Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Travel World. You're here with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Prosper Bannon. Good morning, and we have a very special guest in studio with us. The one and only Keith Randall joins us. How are you, Keith?
Very well.
So, good to have you on Travel World with us. We were chatting it up a couple weeks ago about some of the more offbeat and fun things that happened to you on trips, and we thought it'd be nice if you share it with some of our listeners.
Right, some of those memorable experiences that have happened over the years.
We, it's kind of fun because I usually listen to you guys when I'm driving home on Saturday morning, so it's interesting to see what a high-tech show you actually put together here. Yeah, I mentioned that Jacques Prou and I, and Jacques for a long, many years did the morning show on CKAC. I think he's still around.
I think he's still somewhere in the media. Yeah.
And he and I probably own the world and Olympic record for radio freeloads. Which I mean, we are talking tough competition here. And following Expo 67, there was a little tiny travel agency, which I'm sure doesn't exist any longer. It's called MEM Travel up in Ville Saint-Laurent. And this guy had the great idea that with Expo 70 in Osaka coming up, a lot of Montrealers would be interested in the group travel to Osaka.
Sure.
And he put it together differently. We wouldn't go west, we would go east. We'd go around the world.
Oh, my God.
And Jacques and I had to do commercials. And, of course, the 15-second ad libs, given that we were going to get a free trip if we got 30 people on the thing. You know, you got an hour of talking about this this thing. And we finally both got 30 folks on it, and away we went. And 11 countries in 33 days.
That's the way to do it.
And the second stop was Moscow. This is 1970 now.
1970 in Moscow.
And it was, you know, the height of the Cold War. And there were a lot of interesting things that happened there. One was used in those days to reading Time magazine and watching television. And Moscow was always in Western media a gray, dull, grimy city. Imagine when the bus gets into town, it is a stunningly beautiful, colorful city.
Oh, wow.
We had an in-tourist guide, of course, coming out of, you know, CBS News and Time magazine and stuff. We knew she was really a communist spy.
KGB.
And she was really charming. And we had dinner with her one night, and it was interesting. There was half a dozen of us sitting around the table and talking about this and that. And with this communist. And and pretty soon we all end up talking about our kids and our house and our jobs, and we're all the same people.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all that stuff was right out of the window.
And all the differences just melt away, and everyone's the same.
And it was a very, I'll always remember that
never
moment.
Forget
I'll never forget that moment when it was probably, you talk about travel being broadening and learning things. I sure learned something there I never forgot, that people all over the world are pretty much the same.
Right. Well, that's sort of the fundamental lesson of tourism.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little like what we learned in the ice storm, you know. I've always been convinced that the tensions around here linguistically and stuff like that were really created politically, because when the electricity was out and we didn't have all that harangue in our ears, guess what? Everybody just helped everybody, and we...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
I also recall in Pakistan, in Karachi, we had a couple who were our guides. She was, without question, the most beautiful woman I have ever seen.
Oh.
And her husband probably still looks like Engelbert Humperdinck, but 30 years ago, Engelbert Humperdinck was a slim, good-looking guy.
Oh, yeah.
And we same thing with them. I mean, half a world away, and you end up talking about kids and mortgages and stuff like that.
It's interesting, you know. Human needs just don't seem to change. People talk about technology and how things are taking us over and all that razzmatazz, but really, we're all the same, you know.
That's right. And if you can get off, we were particularly lucky because as kind of the group leaders or close to the group leadership, we got sort of privileged access to these folks.
Sure.
But we had dinner last night with some friends who are going to Spain for a month and talking about some of the things that they might want to see there. And one of the things I've always found, because we have been fairly lucky in living in Europe for several years and stuff, stay away from the big cities. Get a car and pick out the small little villages and stop. If something looks interesting, stop, and there may be a little local carnival going on, or pick out a little bar or a restaurant, go in and have lunch. Even if you can't speak the language, you'll figure it out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it is in places like that that your good memories come.
That's for sure. Not unlike when we went to Reno and I got out of the big city, took a car, and checked out some of the carnivals.
Touristy things, and no matter which country you go to, you get to meet the local people, you get to partake in the local culture, and because sometimes a big city is a big city, no matter where you go. There becomes a universal marketing strategy of big chains, so you want to get away and feel that country.
Oh, there's no question that organized tours are fine, and the sort of introductory guided tour, or if you get to a museum, you guys probably won't like this, but what we used to do with the family is if we were in a museum and saw a particularly interesting tour go by with a guide, we would just kind of infiltrate into the group.
Oh, no, we would never do that.
Oh, no,
no.
That thought never crossed our mind, did it?
Anyway, it's great. I love listening to you guys talk about this because it brings up so many great ideas, both memories and things that everybody would like to do in the future. Grab a plane out of here and go see something different.
Well, we love having you on board with us, Keith. Anytime, you're welcome to join us. It's always a pleasure. And even though you may have heard it 1.5 million times before, now that you're on the air with us, I want to thank you publicly for all the great help you've done for us during the ice storm. It was really appreciated.
Time of my life.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I better get the guitar guy sits down here now.
Prosper with a Prospercaster. Well, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Keith.
Take care, huh? Well, that was certainly a real interesting thing, Keith, talking about some of his trips, and he has a lot more in store. So.
Lots of memories, and that's what we like to share with
Well, that's what it is, you know.
Listeners.
Well, one thing we like doing on Travel World is focusing really on the good things in life and friends sharing travel with friends. It's kind of interesting, and there's another friend of the show that went with us. We have a bunch of friends joining us today. In fact, we have Sharon Delaney, who will be coming up.
Right.
Paula Newton, if she calls.
Yeah, probably she can't remember because nobody wrote it on her teleprompter, right?
So. Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
How can you remember without a teleprompter? But Sharon Delaney, a friend of the show, we'll be talking to others during the course of the hour, just with memories of trips past and what those memories can make new memories for people who may want to follow in their footsteps.
Oh, there's going to be tons of fun going on around here. Gee, you know, and all this, you can really work up an appetite, can't you, Steve?
Just thinking about food and memories and all of that. One memory we always have here in Montreal is great Montreal pizza.
You know, in Europe, they don't know how to make a pizza.
No, in many places.
I went home, they wanted to put a salami on a pizza. Have you ever heard of anything so nuts?
No. You know, how can you have a pizza unless it's Montreal-style pizza?
That's right.
And here in Montreal, the place for Montreal-style pizza is Pizza Donini. One number.
383-6000.
31 locations in Montreal, piping hot, oven fresh, to your door in 30 minutes or less. 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
Wow, that's great. And you know something? We have another special friend of the show, Leslie Robinson, who's over at Weaver and Weaver. And Leslie, are you there with us? Are you ready, Weaver? No, she's not there. Well, Chad is signaling no.
Yeah.
First time we're actually early for the break.
Oh, we're actually on time. I guess that's why everyone's talking.
Prosper, tell us about Pizza Donini. Have you had a Pizza Donini pizza?
Yeah, actually, believe it or not, it is my favorite pizza.
Oh, wow.
Reason I like it most, though, to be honest with you, is because it's less fat than every other pizza I've tried in Montreal, even though it tastes just as good as anything. Mm. Anything you can try out there.
Well, are you ready, Weaver?
Weaver. Yes,
Leslie.
I'm ready. How are you guys?
We're doing just fine.
We're
here in the Travel World. How's it going out there?
Well, I'm getting hungry here, but it's going great at this end. We're in the business of selling carpets, and we're doing a pretty good job, I might add. Weaver and Weaver, in fact, is the place. It's a giant liquidation going on at 3450 Côte Vertu. That is across from Place Vertu. We're going to be here, me that is, till 2 o'clock. They're open till 6 o'clock tonight. A lot of our CIQC listeners coming in, and hopefully you're going to be one of them. Beautiful selection of carpets. There is no other place in this city that's going to offer you this selection or this kind of savings. Retail savings of between 60 and 75%. And if you don't believe that, if you're in the market for carpet, I know you've been shopping around, so come in here and let us prove to you you're going to get this kind of savings. Carpets from Iran, Pakistan, India, China, no imitations, all handmade, 100% wool and silk. And I do want to also stress that you should bring your fabric swatches, bring your measurements. A lot of people come in, then they come back, and that's fine. But if you want to save yourself some time, bring it all in with you when you come, and we will help you out. Great sales staff that'll throw the carpet down. The lighting in here is just great, and it'll give you an idea of what the color and, of course, the size is. We take all major credit cards here, including Interact, and we also have free parking. 3450 Côte Vertu, across from Place Vertu, the giant liquidation at Persian Carpets.
Sounds great. Chad, roll the break.
And now the holiday.
I think you're dead.
D-I-Q-C, Montreal.
To AM 600 every weekday morning between 7:45 and 8 a.m. for Jim Duff reviewing the French press as only Jim Duff can. Brought to you by Montreal's original home of fine furniture, Bedford Interiors, with 120 fully accessorized suites. During the one and only winter sale, you'll save up to 40% on selected floor models and all art and accessories. Bedford Interiors, 1860 Hymas, just east of Sources.
Are you getting into a serious relationship, or maybe wondering about your spouse's recent behavior? Don't torment yourself any longer. Call Checkmate, a licensed and bonded detective agency. Checkmate Investigations are the specialists in marital investigations. Call Checkmate 445-1949 or toll free at 1-888-877-1949 to find out the real truth you need to know. From criminal to civil, matrimonial to corporate, put the Checkmate team of highly trained professionals to work for you. Checkmate, in business since 1991. Checkmate, 445-1949.
You've earned it, now enjoy it. Retirement in a luxury residence that offers an exceptional quality of life, peace of mind, convenience, independence, even 24-hour security. Les Residences Soleil, Manoir Saint-Laurent, with the choice of a full apartment or studio, which can also include light assistance if necessary. There's even a new service providing for short stays or convalescence. Ask about their satisfaction guarantee. See for yourself, Les Residences Soleil, Manoir Saint-Laurent, 115 De Geer. Call 332-3434.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickett, and I love my computer thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. And when new things come out, they'll upgrade me. Now that's being computer smart. In business for 25 years, you know that their two-year guarantee on everything really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
Know who some of your best friends are? The butchers at RS Quality Meats in the Marché de l'Ouest. It's true, they're friends you can rely on to provide you the best choice, the best quality, and the best service. All their beef is Canada Grade A1. All their staff are experienced in cutting and preparing special cuts for you. And they guarantee satisfaction or your money back. They even provide car service. Deal with professionals. Your friends at RS Quality Meats in the Marché de l'Ouest, de Salaberry and DDO. RS Quality since 1981.
The AM 600 Air Sponge Crazy Fun Races are strutting their stuff Saturday, February 28th at beautiful Belknap. Over $40,000 in prizes to be won from Norse Therapy, Air Sponge, Sport Back Travel. The AM 600 Air Sponge Crazy Fun Races, an absolute adventure for absolutely everyone. Get delirious Saturday, February 28th at Belknap. Exit 76 off 15 North. The AM 600 Air Sponge Ski Team is outfitted by Columbia. Transportation provided by Champlain Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
When heading off from Dorval, your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International. For just $79, enjoy a restful night's sleep. Then leave your car for up to 4 weeks in the Best Western Dorval secure parking lot. Hop aboard Best Western's free 24-hour-a-day airport shuttle. For less than just the cost of parking at other lots, spend your evening soaking in Montreal's largest hotel whirlpool and gain an extra hour's sleep. Arriving late on your return, Best Western's $79 parking package is for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. Best Western Hotel International, Côte Liesse at Dorval Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
Oh, 52. Bingo Côte des Neiges. The newest, nicest bingo hall in the city is now open and ready to play. 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Great food, great fun, $3,500 in prize money. Bingo Côte des Neiges across from Plaza Côte des Neiges at Barclay. Call 342-0662.
Every morning, Jim Duff puts on his pants the same way any politician does, one leg at a time. But then things change. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9, Jim Duff comes to work. He probes, asks questions, things politicians avoid in case there's a scandal. The Morning Drive with Jim Duff has news, weather, traffic, and sports. There's also insight, opinion, and a shot of humor. The Morning Drive with Duff, weekdays from 6 till 9 on AM 600, Montreal's interactive information station.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704. Take a one-hour vacation.
CIQC.
Crazy little thing called Travel World. Welcome back. We're after the break. And it's still February, you know, the month of love and all that razzmatazz. So it's a lot of fun. We got Prosper in studio with us and Stephen and talking about all the different fun things we've done in the past. And it's pretty cool. Prosper
lots of fun.
Playing some tunes here and what have you. So, Steve, tell us about some of the other exciting things coming up in future Travel Worlds.
Well, next week, Mr. Potential himself, Bill Luxton.
Mr. Potential.
Yes, he'll be talking about the potential of cruise vacations in the Caribbean. And we'll also be joined by the...
Who is Bill Luxton?
Steve? Bill Luxton was a legend in Ottawa media for many years. Peter Jennings' best friend. Goes back 30 years.
Oh, yeah?
Media consultant. Known for finding a lot of on-air talent for Canadian and U.S. radio and television stations. But many people will remember him as being Margaret Trudeau's co-host when she wanted to become a talk show host in the 70s on CTV. It was Bill Luxton. But also the old Willie and Floyd show.
Was he Willie or Floyd, or was he both?
He was Willie.
Oh, yeah? Or maybe it was one guy?
One guy took different hair pieces and move them around.
You know something, I was reading a book that I got this weekend, you know, word usage and stuff like that. You know I'm an avid reader. And I just happened to fall in the play, you know, in the F's, and one of the words I saw was fallacy. And it says in there, in the word usage guide, fallacy was, you know, a falsehood, something like that. But I always thought fallacy was something a woman does when she sees a naked man, right?
Yeah. The Willem Backus Dictionary for your listening pleasure. I mean, why don't you just rewrite it? You know, sit in front of your computer one night and say, no, those words, I mean, Webster, what did he do? What did he have to do about word?
Well, I'm a little
origins.
Like Alice's caterpillar. You know? Yes, we make words mean what we mean them to mean.
And put them into their own specific usages.
Well, I like Stephen here because he has his own set of words that he uses. We now cannot talk about bowling without it meaning something entirely
bowling,
different.
Yeah, bowling, you know, to meet our good friend Taylor Buckner, to visit Rob's office. Many expressions that I think everyone, I mean, I'm sure every listener has their own expressions that mean something special in their own household or within their own context of friends, and it becomes part of family tradition, and I think that's how languages grow and develop, and how actual word usage has spread.
It's interesting how a lot of groups of words, you know, it turned into inside jokes and things like that. But you know what would be kind of neat is if listeners would actually submit some of their own little inside jokes every now and then. So we'd like to hear.
Yeah, we'd like to share in on the fun. You know, we tell some of our inside jokes and some of our, you know, peculiar humor. So I'm sure every one of you has some stories like that. So we'd certainly like to hear them. And
we got a bunch of faxes of all kinds of different songs from last week's little call in there. So there's about four or five listeners. Actually, I gave out a few extra coupons than I said I was going to. It's my own little fallacy.
Right. There wasn't just one winner. There were many.
Yes. My own little failing, actually, is a good word for it. I give away too many prizes, so what can I tell you? But you know something? I think it would be kind of fun to talk to our friend Danny Leahy from Nordican Furniture, because he runs a business. He recently got married, and he took a honeymoon in Tahiti. And he was telling me all kinds of neat things about us. I was wondering whether some listeners would be interested in learning a little bit about his trip. I mean, I've never been to Tahiti.
Nope.
Whereabouts is it?
In the South Pacific. It's around...
Yeah, well, it's a big place, too.
Yes, but it's
Pacific.
Around a seven-hour flight from Los Angeles. It's not the easiest place to get to because there aren't that many flights. Air Pacific flies there. You have some flights on the French carrier, a Corsair out of Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah?
But from Montreal, very few. I would say an average year, maybe only around 5,000 people from Eastern Canada will visit Tahiti because of... It isn't marketed as much as it could or should be in eastern Canada. It's more popular with visitors from the western United States.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. Anyway, we're going to see if we can get this guy Danny on the line and talk to him, because I'm sure he's got all kinds of neat things. He was telling me about a video he made, and he saw this stingray. And it's interesting, you can do all that deep-sea fishing out there, so talk about the good things in life, eh? You know, living out in the
right,
Caribbean.
Snorkeling and...
especially when I'm freezing
walking wine. Walking on the beach and...
Oh, that kind of stuff. So we'll see if we can get him on the line.
Right, see whether he can spend a couple of minutes, 3-4 minutes before our next break, just to whet our appetites for one of the few people from Montreal, eastern Canada, to visit the beautiful Tahitian paradise.
There we go. Chad has found the number.
The number. Can't get anywhere without the number.
Yes, of course we can't get anywhere without the number. So Prosper, you made this guitar, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, actually.
It looks like a Fender Strat, and
yeah,
Prosper's a master craftsman at this. It never ceases to amaze me. We don't always hear that much about Prosper and the things that he's done, but you've been in music how long, Prosper?
I've been in music about 15 years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to play a lot of clubs, actually, around the Montreal area. A lot of the hard-rocking clubs, I must admit. it was a lot of fun. I enjoy playing. I play for myself now. I play at home, and I try to set up my home studio, like
sure.
a lot of young musicians. And I do build my own guitars, and I find that extremely fun. I mean, this is a hobby. And that's it. This is one of my favorite ones.
Sure. Well, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's very interesting.
So that's
a good-looking guitar.
I like your Thank Godin you. Because your Godin has all the effects, but this is actually
yes.
a pretty nice guitar. I've heard him. I have myself a Gibson SG, you know, the Angus Young Special.
Right.
And Prosper can really make that thing sing. It's unbelievable. So, oh, my. Tahiti, a warm place, because he wanted to go to Tahiti or he wanted to go to Hawaii,
oh.
both of which are highly recommended, I would suppose.
Right. And as I say, Hawaii is the more developed, and, of course, that's the easiest of the two to get to, but if you're looking for something totally unspoiled and maybe the way the South Pacific was back at the turn of the century, Tahiti, to many degrees, still has that unspoiled feel to
it. So tell me a little bit about it. How big is this island? And
it's a number of islands. It's a cluster of islands. So no one is more than maybe around 10, 12 miles from end to end.
Oh, yeah?
It's not, as I say... as developed. So, for example, you've got only around 3 or 4 of the major chain properties. There's some smaller properties.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those developments are from European hotel chains. Accor Group, which is Novotel, Sofitel, because of the French connection, Tahiti to France.
The French connection.
Yes. In more ways than one.
Yeah.
But no, it's very popular with the French visitor, very popular with California visitors.
Sure.
But... as I say, they have not done as much promotion as they could have to get the Canadian visitor. And it's always one of those catch-22 situations. Without airlift, do you promote? Do you promote if you can't get people there? So.
That's true. Well, it's a little like one of those situations where it's hard to get to, so therefore,
it discourages people to go.
But is it that hard to get to, though? I mean, one or two airlines? I mean, do you have to
planes? Most times you'd have to overnight in one direction in Los Angeles, but that just means that you combine two destinations for the price of one, right?
Well, L.A. is always a lot of... You know what really surprised me about L.A., Stephen, is you go there, and it's a lot less expensive than you'd think. So, time for a break. Chad is signaling us. So let's talk about our Pizza Donini.
Pizza Donini and 383-6000, 31 locations in Greater Montreal, that great Montreal-style pizza. Time for lunch, time for Pizza Donini, 383-6000. Call now. You'll have it by noon ready on your table for a great Pizza Donini Montreal pizza lunch, 383-6000.
And joining us, I hope she's there, is... the one and only Leslie Robinson at Weaver & Weaver.
That's
Leslie,
right.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're getting a chance to meet a lot of our listeners, and that's the part about this job I really enjoy, because working in radio, of course, we don't get to meet you. So come on down. That's not the reason to come, of course. I'm just a sideshow here. The big show are the carpets.
Sideshow Leslie.
That's right. This is 3450 Côte-Vertu, by the way. way. Persian Carpets, it's a giant liquidation sale.
Are they Persian and are they Indian, that kind of thing?
Yeah, these are imported from Iran, Pakistan, India, and China. No imitations, all handmade in 100% wool and silk. And there are retail prices in the savings of 60 to 75%. So if you're in the market for carpets or rugs, this is the place for you. They have all measurements, all sizes, including oversize. We've got runners down here up to 16 feet and more in every color and pattern you could possibly think of. The selection is what you're going to be most impressed with. And then the savings, as I mentioned, retail savings 60 to 75%. 1,200 knots per square inch on some of these carpets. Just beautiful selections. And we all know that the perfect carpet makes all the difference in your home or office. So come on down and see us. Once again, this is the giant liquidation at 3450 Côte Vertu, right across from Place Vertu. This is Persian Carpets.
All right, Chad, let's go for the break.
You guys are bad.
CIQC Montreal.
Bet your kids love Barney on TV. Bet they'll love him even more in person. Every Saturday morning, 9 till 11, he's there to greet the kids at Picasso. Saturday family breakfast plus Barney at Ser Picasso, 6810 Saint-Jacques, west of Cavendish. Always open when you're hungry.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Oh, 52. Bingo Côte des Neiges. The newest, nicest bingo hall in the city is now open and ready to play. 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Great food, great fun, $3,500 in prize money. Bingo Côte des Neiges across from Plaza Côte des Neiges at Barclay. Call 342-0662.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Right now, Sam Clota, financial advisor at Midland Wallin Capital, is offering a Manitoba step-up bond extendable to 2010, first year 5.5%, increasing to 8% in its final year. Call Sam Clota, 846-2611. Midland Wallin is a member of the CIPF.
AM 600, CIQC.
Monday on Newswatch, a father who puts career first.
I love my job. I love what I do. I love the company I work for. I mean, everything is good. I love my family. Sometimes it's hard to juggle the two and make enough time for both.
And the father who wouldn't put career first.
I just can't picture anyone else doing what I do for my children. My kids, I want to take care of them.
What's best for baby? And does father know best? Monday on Newswatch on CBC Montreal, Channel 6, Cable 13.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Yes, We Believe. We're here on Travel World on AM 600 with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Prosper Bannon in studio with us. So we were talking about L.A. just before the break. And one of the things that I really enjoyed when I went out to L.A. is the fact that it really is a lot less expensive than you'd think.
Yes, you can fly to California often for less than you can to get down to Florida. $395 plus tax with Northwest or U.S. Air. When you get there, rental cars are inexpensive. You can pay...
I know. It was like the whole weekend was $160, including a tank of gas.
Right. I mean, it's like averages around $20, $22 U.S. a day for a compact car. You can find a lot of inexpensive hotels, anywhere from $50 to $75 U.S. a night for Howard Johnson's, Best Western, good three and a half star properties.
You got us one. It was, gee whiz, it was, I think, $120 for the weekend or something like that. Yeah. We stayed at a Hojo's.
Right. I mean, no, a lot of inexpensive rates. At Southern California, because of competition, there's just so many properties, and because it's a business destination, a lot of those business travelers aren't there on the weekend, so they need to fill those rooms up. There's no conventions, no business travelers, so those discounts can be passed along to people.
It was a lot of fun. We went for like a 4-day weekend. We came back on the Monday. It was inexpensive. Mary and I went, and we ended up rollerblading on Venice Beach. It was really... What a name, eh? Venice.
Right, just conjures up that image of Europe. And talking about Europe and taking train trips in Europe, one of our regulars here on Travel World, Sharon Delaney from WXLV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, joins us now on the line. Good morning, Sharon.
Sharon.
Even.
Oh, yes, how are you doing?
Hi.
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Any slush in a wet shoe lately?
No, not at all.
No, at least a lot of the bad weather problems have passed the Carolinas by.
They have. We had some desperate problems a few weeks ago. Flooding in our mountains was really a problem, and homes were being destroyed. It was very
awful.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
But you, a couple of years ago, you were telling me you traveled through Europe by train, and that's really the way to go, isn't it, to really see everything and enjoy it in a peaceful way.
It's, I think, probably the most enjoyable way. If you're not going to drive yourself, the train is the best way. And also, too, you get to relax if you're riding in the train.
That's for sure.
We bought the Eurail Pass, which, of course, is the best deal ever. Because then you can ride the train as often as you want. If, for instance, we bought one for 30 days. And you can ride the train every day as many times as you'd like to whatever destination, because the Eurail Pass is good for so many countries.
And the rail system is so good out there, too. I mean,
it's amazing.
Right, everything from small towns to big cities. Just in the Netherlands alone, they had 400 rail stations. So you can get in the Netherlands. You can get pretty well anywhere that you want to get to.
That's true. And even they have through the Eurail system, for instance, if you were on the mainland of Europe and you wanted to go to England or to Ireland, they have these agreements with ferry companies.
With ferry companies or ferry companies?
Ferry. And actually, you can get across to the islands, and it's all part of one system. It's really a great way to organize it. And when I went, of course, I was traveling on a very strict budget.
Ah, yes.
So the trick is to plan in advance, if you can. And what we did was, one night we would spend on the train, because, of course, they have overnight berths.
Did you pretend you were on a submarine?
Sort of, except this strange sound continued all the time.
The clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
Yeah, no bubbles, just clickety-clack. And so we would alternate one night spending the night in the train, and then the next night we would stay in a hotel and in wherever we were going. And we covered a lot of ground in a very short amount of time. But because you're on a train, you can sit back and relax and enjoy the scenery.
Well, speaking of trains, I'm taking Via Rail again, once again, to Toronto, which is another one of the most beautiful ways to travel. Back to your Europe trip, Sharon. So how far exactly, what kind of circuit did you actually make?
Well, we started in Madrid
and
went up to France.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in France, we ended up taking a flight to, or no, we took the train then to Frankfurt. And
got a hot dog.
We did a little quick trip via plane to Berlin.
Ah, you went to Berlin.
Yeah, and it was actually the summer after the wall fell.
Did you
so
meet
it was
my
very
friend?
Very historical.
Did you meet my friend Werner Flausgassen?
You know, I may have.
Oh, yeah? So you went right a week after the wall fell. That must have been something else in Berlin.
Summer after, yeah.
Summer after.
So you went to Madrid in Berlin, and, as opposed to Barcelona in Berlin, as Genevieve Bourne may have done.
Yes.
What was your next stop on the trip?
Then we went from Frankfurt. We returned to Frankfurt via plane and then went on to Munich.
Uh-huh.
And spent a night there, absolutely loved it. And then on down to my favorite destination, which is Salzburg.
Salzburg. My mother loves Salzburg.
It
is. Land of Mozart.
Oh, yes. And actually, it was his 200th anniversary the summer I was there. And so there was Mozart everywhere. You could buy key rings with Mozart to chocolates with Mozart.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in the summer in Salzburg, they have these magnificent music festivals.
Mm.
So if you're at all an enthusiast of music, that is the place to be.
Well, we're enthusiasts of music and of festivals, being Montrealers, so this appeals to us all here.
Right. A lot of people like to partake in music festivals when they go because it gets them really into the feel of an entire area.
Definitely.
How easy is it, Stephen, to get to Salzburg, say, from Montreal?
Well, you go through any major hub. If you were flying over, you'd go, let's say, KLM, Montreal, Amsterdam, Salzburg.
Directly.
Yeah, direct connection, same-day connection within a couple of hours. All the major airlines, British Airways over London, Swiss Air over Zurich. So it's a connection through a European hub.
So it's pretty easy to get there, too, and you can have a great time.
Right, and whichever
Salzburg.
Whichever hub you go to, you can use that hub as your entry point and then take the train from there or go to your final destination. So
Sharon, what was next for you?
Actually, I wanted to tell you about something special in Salzburg.
Oh, go ahead.
It's kind of like how a lot of men describe movies that women, like a chick flick.
A chick flick, as in Jane Austen.
They have this tour in Salzburg that my husband thought was the most ridiculous thing, but of course I completely enjoyed it. It is called the Sound of Music Tour, in the movie The Sound of Music, because they filmed Sound of Music, a lot of it, in Salzburg.
Wow.
And you get on this bus, and they play the soundtrack to The Sound of Music, and they bring you through the mountains where the hills are alive.
Oh, the hills are alive.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Charo in The Sound of Music? The hills are alive with the quitchy, quitchy, quitchy Sound of Music.
But actually, it's very historical because, of course, it's a true story. The Von Trapps were a real family, and you got to see their estate where they lived, and the convent where that bad nun, Maria,
The naughty Maria?
Well, she wouldn't behave, so...
She wouldn't behave.
We had
to discipline her.
To be a governess.
Yes.
You're interesting, Stephen, already.
I mean that in the most innocent way, of course.
Where were we now? You know, there is a Von Trapp connection in Montreal and Vermont because the Von Trapp Lodge is actually in Vermont.
Exactly.
Within driving range of Montreal.
Right, after they crossed the mountains during the war, they headed off to Vermont.
Yes.
So that is a highlight. There's also another highlight when you're in Salzburg, and everyone would enjoy this. It's called the Salt Mine Tour.
Oh, my goodness, the salt mines.
You actually go into the salt mines, which is in the middle of a mountain.
Oh, yeah?
And you take this little tiny train, and you have to wear these cloaks over your clothes so that salt and other soot from the inside of the mountain doesn't get on them.
Must be awful.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Oh, really?
It's wonderful.
It's great to do as a tour, but not that if you had to do a day in, day out and work.
That's what I meant.
No.
That's what I meant.
No.
It was like the stalactite caves down when we went down in Pennsylvania.
Right. They're interesting to see, but if you had to actually work in them, and you get that claustrophobic feel.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's just something as a tourist to enjoy.
Must be good food out there, huh?
Yeah. We went from Salzburg to Vienna. And we enjoyed the chocolates far too much.
Far too much, huh?
The sweets are so delicious.
You got to hold your thought on that, Sharon.
Hold your thought for just a second.
The one thing they don't make good out there is pizza, like they do right here in Montreal at Pizza Danini.
Yeah, just one call, 383-6000 for that great Montreal-style pizza. 31 locations at your door in 30 minutes or less. Pizza Danini, 383-6000.
Chad, let's go.
You guys are bad.
The 21st century has arrived in Quebec at Hair Raisers.
And you're not going to believe your eyes. It's a revolution in tanning technology. And it's at A.D. Donaghany in Pointe Claire. Hair Razors introduces, straight from Europe's premier tanning salons, the amazing SunSport Sunbed. The SunSport Sunbed at Hair Razors will give you a tan like you've never seen before in just 3 sessions. Then go back and use the SunSport Sunbed just once or twice a month. Believe it, the tan you get at Hair Razors lasts 4 times longer than a conventional tan. The SunSport Sunbed meets all federal regulations, and it's the only high-speed UVA tanning bed in Quebec. Even if you've never been able to tan before, the SunSport Sunbed will give you unbelievable results. Guaranteed. See Hair Razors in Pointe Claire at 80 Donaghany. For more information, call 426-5816. That's 426-5816. Hair Razors, for all your beauty needs from head to toe. Both ladies and men welcome at Hair Razors.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Did you know that Bowie Martineau deliver up to 200 kilometers and it's free? They offer a guaranteed fabric protection plan and after-sales service. They have the best purchase plan. No down payment, no interest before January 99. No administration fee, no extra charge on all their products. And their prices are unbeatable. Like a Whirlpool 30-inch range with easy clean oven and porcelain surface, only $5.99. For the biggest choice and best service, Bowie Martineau, where quality always meets low prices.
It's RRSP season again, and when you invest this year, call Ron Greeley from Executive Financial Services. Ron Greeley is an independent investment advisor who has access to all investment funds, including well-known names like GT Global and Dynamic. Ron will sit down with you and design a package that works best for you, just like he did for me. And now I'm a homeowner, thanks in part to Ron Greeley's investment advice. Call him today at 731-2438. That's 731-2438. Ron Greeley, Executive Financial Services.
8 million tax returns are filed incorrectly every year. Don't let yours be one of them. Call Parrot Holdings. With 20 years' experience, you'll get the best returns and the best advice, all at reasonable rates. Let Parrot Holdings plan your whole tax year, not just your return. File it electronically and get your refund within 15 days. For consultations and advice, business and personal, see the tax experts at Parrot Holdings. Call now, 631-1046. That's 631-1046.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream. With Zagary Travels, USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top 5 fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
If breakfast has a special place in your heart, then we have the special place for breakfast. Chez Carole is a homey restaurant on Bridge Street, Pointe St. Charles, across from Club Price, and it's all about breakfast. Good, hearty, reasonably priced. In fact, at Chez Carole, you can eat from 5 a.m. to 11 for as low as $1.50 for petit déjeuner, $2.95 a full breakfast. And from 11 to 2, try Chez Carole's lunch brunch menu, including sandwiches. Chez Carole, 321 Bridge Street, across from Club Price, open Monday through Saturday for great breakfast.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World. AM 600 with Will and Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Prosper Bannon. We had to give working for the weekend a little bit of rest
give it
this week.
It had to take a little break for the weekend. Yes, we gave it a break.
Yeah, what is that you're drinking there, Stephen?
Yeah, it's Pepsi. It's the same great taste.
Yeah, only higher price.
Only
right?
higher price to pay for the new packaging, yes.
Oh, my goodness. And so we still have online with us Sharon Delaney talking about her trip to Europe that she took by train. And where were we? We were last in Munich, weren't we?
Salzburg. And you were going to talk about some of the great food you had while touring in Europe.
We did. And actually, after we left Salzburg and went on to Vienna, we saved up all of our what little money we had, of course, in the European hotels for breakfast. They offered this huge bar of food that would contain things like ham sandwiches and cheeses and different things.
What do you mean,
rougies?
Go ahead.
So it was a bit different from what I was used to. But so we would load up on breakfast and then eat chocolates the rest of the day.
Nice
nutritious meal. Remember, March is Nutrition Month.
Oh, so. Steve and I, we were walking through Halifax back in 1989, and there was a big banner, March is Nutrition Month. And we saw this while walking through there, and Steve and I had this big bag full of candy that we just raided this candy store, and he's gnawing on some licorice, going, March is Nutrition Month, March is Nutrition Month. This is next March, I guess.
Yeah, next March, yes.
But you have to have the energy to continue to walk around.
Yes, it takes a lot of energy to tour and see everything,
sure,
so you need to load up on those calories. And again, you're on vacation. You're exploring and enjoying the good life. So
oh my God.
You want to get on.
You know what just happened?
What?
You remember Mary from the Dial-A-Date with Chad? She wants to have dinner with Chad again.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. She really enjoyed herself. So, Mary, thank you for listening once again to the show. We really enjoyed your company, and we had a great time. So, wow.
And we want to also say about the Euro passes, if you're going for just a short amount of time, shorter than 30 days, or you're just visiting a small number of countries, Rail Europe offers a number of regional passes that they group two or three countries together, the Benelux Pass for Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg, where you have 5 days or 10 days, or they have a Scandinavian Rail Pass. So if you're not going too far afield and you just want to explore more in depth a couple of countries, Rail Europe can get you the right rail pass to meet your particular requirements.
You know something, Sharon, it's always fun having you on the show with us. We really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
What's the chances of bringing you up here visiting us some weekend, perhaps?
I would love it.
Well, that would be great. We'll have you live in studio or something. Maybe really? Stephen will arrange that, because we'd love to show you Montreal. I mean, it's such a beautiful place around here. And you also get to show us your singing voice.
Yeah, you can sing.
Any karaoke places around?
Oh, my God, are there karaoke places?
Willem loves karaoke. You can sing live in studio, accompanied by the one and only Prosper Bannon on the guitar.
What's your favorite song to sing, like if you choose to sing a song at karaoke, perhaps?
I love the standards.
Uh-huh.
And there's one in particular from a Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
And called Hey Big Spender.
Hey Big Spender. Do you know that song, Prosper?
I'm afraid not.
Oh,
that's what a piece of rope said when he walked into a bar. You can't tell me that you haven't heard that stupid joke before.
No, I haven't, actually.
A rope hops into a bar. The bartender says, we don't serve rope. He tries again, gets kicked out. So he musses up his hair, comes in, and ties himself up a little bit. He hops back into the bar and says, aren't you a piece of rope? He goes, no, I'm afraid not.
Yes, for me.
That was bad.
From the Willem Backus collection of humor, available at all bookstores everywhere.
Right. Okay, well, Sharon, thanks for joining us today. Look forward to talking to you soon.
And we'll work on getting you to Montreal.
Talk to you later.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. So, Prosper.
Yeah.
We'd like to focus a little bit on Prosper a little bit. He's not as often recognized on the show, and I think it's a shame because he's one of the more talented musicians I've ever met. Listen to that. That's him. What's one of your most favorite songs to play, Prosper?
Well, that's a tough choice. Playing clubs as often as I used to play, I must have learned about at least 100 songs.
Oh, yeah?
Just for the club scene. So
Big Spender's not one of them.
No.
You have to learn that so you can play it with
Sharon. Yeah.
It didn't fit between Metallica and Whitesnake for some reason.
Just fell between the cracks there. Ah.
I don't know.
Don't say crack. It wasn't that kind of a bar.
Oh.
Oh, my. So tell us, you would play that song by Extreme, which was more than words can say.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song. What was that other one you were playing that was by Bon Jovi that said, I'll be there for you?
Oh, yes.
Sounded a little Indian kind of music. We wanted to use that as a fill for Indian kind of carpets and stuff like that, but... what other nice ballads and, you know, what kind of a...
Ballads? Wow, that's another tough one. We didn't play that many ballads for some
reason. What about, like, the Scorpions? They did a couple of good ballads.
Oh, yeah, but that was quite a while ago.
Oh, that song is very old. We don't carry that
anymore. Yes, it's old. It's more than 6 months ago. You know,
you see, that's
Dutch music
problem.
Store answer.
I know.
When you learn a lot of songs, you tend to forget the ones you don't practice very much.
Yeah practice makes perfect, and, of course, it keeps in your memory. The more often you practice, like in anything,
Well, when you practice, which one do you practice the most often?
Well, the funny thing is, when I practice now, I don't play as many covers as I used to.
Okay.
I try to play my own thing.
You write your own music, don't you?
Yeah. Which
That's
is kind of
cool.
hard to play on my own here, so...
Danielle, put her on the line. We have Danielle. She just called in.
Oh, yes, one of our winners.
Hi, Danielle. How
Hi.
Are you?
Danielle?
Well, that's good. Now we finally get to hear your voice on the air.
Yes, you finally... we've all spoken to you in person, but now we have you on the air with us.
Yes, just what I need, okay? Hi, everyone. How's everyone going?
We're doing just fine.
Great
good.
Saturday morning.
I'm on my way up north.
You're way up north.
Yeah.
Why aren't you taking Prosper with you?
Because Prosper is working.
That's true. We've got him here, right?
Yes.
Well, we'll sure to liberate him for you. Yeah, he's all tied up here. It's really fun having you on the show with us.
Well, glad you called. Glad you were listening this morning.
Well, I heard about Mary. She wants to go for dinner, so I want to know when dinner.
Oh, well, we'll have to arrange one of those again.
Yeah, dinner sir, never know.
Poor Chad. I'm sorry, Chad. Oh, my goodness. Oh. It was really a lot of fun, you know, something we really enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, we had a great time together.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did. And don't forget Titanic, eh? We got to go to Titanic.
Well, Titanic is always available. That's one of the best movies I've ever seen. And one thing I'm pretty happy about, James Cameron has finally knocked out Steven Spielberg for the number one movie of all time. Titanic is it now.
Oh, great. So I look forward to going.
We look forward, too. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Danielle.
Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And so that brings with us the theme song, Je reviendrai à Montréal, which means as you travel outside the city, fun visiting other places, but it's always great to come back to Canada's greatest city.
Yep, we come home and with our memories, planning our future trips. And next week, we'll be learning more about cruising in the Caribbean. Mentioned before, Bill Luxon.
That would be a hedonism too, eh? Cruising in the Caribbean?
Yeah, you can do that. But if you want to cruise aboard a cruise liner.
Oh, that kind of cruise.
That kind of cruising. Bill Luxon, Canadian media legend, along with Heidi Lyon from the Home Shopping Network. She used to be a port lecturer. So they'll be talking about their favorite ports and cruise liners and all that sort of great stuff next week, Saturday from 11 to noon. Here on CIQC AM 600, Montreal's news and information station.
Thank you for listening to Travel World, everybody. For Willem Backus and
Prosper Bannon.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Join us again next week. Chad.
This is AM 600, CIQC, Montreal's first radio station.